Victoria's Premier and the police union have dismissed the claim of former barrister Nicola Gobbo that police may want her dead. The police informer, whose activities sparked the Lawyer X Royal Commission, makes the claim in an exclusive interview with 7:30 on ABC TV tonight. It comes as the Chief Commissioner of Victoria Police has been appearing at the inquiry, admitting that he did not question Ms Gobbo's work for the police when he learned of it more than a decade ago. Samantha Donovan has more.
Interviewed by 7:30 at a secret location, Nicola Gobbo says she and her children are stranded overseas.
I have been told, as have my lawyers, that if I return to Australia, the police will arrange for DHHS to remove my children from me immediately, on the basis that Victoria Police maintain that the children are potentially at risk, and that that potential risk is so great that nothing that I do would ameliorate that risk sufficiently, and that therefore it's in the best interests of the children to not be with their mother.
Ms Gobbo says she wants to return to Australia despite the police warning of grave risks to her safety.
Yeah, I mean, you can't control what some crazy might do. There may be a situation where someone tries to do something a month from now, a year from now, 10 years from now. So there's always going to be a risk, but my greatest fear is the police themselves, either to kill me or to lead to a position where I am killed.
In a written statement, Victoria Police has told the ABC it can't comment while a Royal Commission is in progress. The Victorian Premier, Daniel Andrews, is defending the police force in the wake of Ms Gobbo's comments.
In my experience, Victoria Police are the best police force in our nation. They work hard to protect Victorians, and I would reject that characterisation. If anyone sought to take those comments and apply them more broadly to Victoria Police, I think that's just wrong.
Wayne Gash, the Secretary of the Union, the Police Association, is dismissing Nicola Gobbo's claim that police may want her dead.
I don't think it's credible at all. I think you're talking about somebody who has persistently rejected support from Victoria Police around witness protection, who's now saying that she has concerns for her safety. I think that's a perplexing argument for me. It's not one that I take very seriously.
Nicola Gobbo has so far declined to appear before the Royal Commission, arguing her mental and physical health prevents it. But she has been ordered to give evidence by phone in January. Lawyer Ruth Parker acts for Farouk Orman, a gangland figure and former client of Ms Gobbo's, whose murder conviction was quashed this year because of her double dealing. Ms Parker has told ABC Radio Melbourne she's stunned by Ms Gobbo's interview with 7:30.
I'm absolutely speechless. The snippets that we've heard just indicate a person with absolutely no moral compass. I have no idea why she's given this interview, but what is very clear is that if she is capable of meeting journalists and giving interviews, then she's capable of attending and giving evidence to the Royal Commission.
Victoria Police Chief Commissioner Graham Ashton has been giving evidence to the Royal Commission for a second day. Arriving at the hearing, he told Channel 7 Nicola Gobbo has nothing to fear from the police, and if she has a complaint, she should make it to Victoria's corruption watchdog, IBAC. He said he was unaware of any threat from the police to have her children taken away from her if she returns to Australia. In 2007, Mr Ashton was the Assistant Director of Victoria's now-defunct Office of Police Integrity, and he's testified today that had he then asked senior police more questions about their use of Nicola Gobbo as an informant, the problem would have been exposed earlier.
There wasn't any suggestions of any integrity issues at play. The senior levels of the police obviously knew about it. If I had decided to ask further questions about it, you know, it would have prompted further answers and inquiries could have been made at the time, which, you know, and matters since could have been more early disclosed. With the information, I think, that was available to me at that time, I don't think I did the wrong thing.
Counsel assisting the Royal Commission is Chris Winicky, QC.
Can I suggest to you there were only alarm bells?
No, I've told you why I took comfort. You've described the alarm bells and I've described to you the other side of that.
Chief Commissioner Graham Ashton told the Commission he took no notes about what he knew of Ms Gobbo's role at that time.
Samantha Donovan with that report.